Learning today Masech the Perek Zayin Mishneh Hey Hamedel. Hamedel Bagafanim. We once did this. Hamedel means you uproot. Look at this. Isn't this a great picture? This guy over here, he plucks it out of the ground. Hamedel Bagafanim. Kesha Gafanim to Kufim when they're crowded. Ze achar ze.
Right. Crowded. There's nothing to do uproot.
They're too crowded. There are too many. There are too many in the one instance that you have to uproot. Right. You have to uproot and make more room.
With the
very good. That's what we had the Gmedel. That's right. That's right. We had it by Bitzolim. Now we're having it by Bagafanim. Wow, you really remember. We had a picture there of Medel Bagafanim. It's very good. Okay. Hamedel Bagafanim, Kishagafanim, Tukufim Ze Achar Ze Oiker Me Oisam Shebein Tayim. You uproot those that are in the middle, a Geffen in the middle, and what do you do? V'acherim Mitsukonim Bekach, and the other ones have Revach.
Revach
l'hispoinin bin inyin l'inyin.
Yamid la Yehudim.
Nimokim achar vi'ata ve'sevich tevedu. Umi yodelim l'eis kazo sigal l'malchus. Yeah. Where are you going to hear the Megillah? Hamedel magafanim k'shem shu medel b'soch shaloi k'shem shu medel b'soch shaloi. So just like shu medel b'soch shaloi came who medel b'shel aniyim. Now what does it mean? Picture 292-94. Okay, so here is Medel B'Shalanim. Here is Peah. Ah, Peah. This is the part that belongs to the poor. Okay, I'm leaving over a section of the field for the poor people. So just like you go and you take care of your own, you should be so kind to take care of the poor. You should be Medel. Since this section of the field, after the dotted line, is going to belong to the Aniyim, so you should be so kind to be Medel, to remove the crowded vines in the portion of land that is the property that is the designated for the poor. Okay, let's see what it says over here in the Raf. Kenu Medel, Af al pi sheyesh b'chem Af k'shem shu Kenu Medel b'shlanim, Af al pi sheyesh b'chem Peah, Oy orlois shel aniyim, Kach Medel b'shalachem, K'mo b'shalo, K'sover aniyim, Din shutif yesh lohem, U'chashem sheshutif,
in
other words, so therefore, it's basically going to say that you should do it. Let's maybe see more clarity. You like very much to learn the Kahati. He's your very close friend. You want to go to his shir.
Yeah.
You want to go to his shir. Yeah. He's going to be giving a shir. He's giving shirim there. The Olam HaEmes. It's unbelievable.
Mishnah is being learned in this generation more than any generation because of this man.
Okay, let's see what's over here. Where's the Medel? What Mishnah? This is Mishnah Perek Zayin, Mishnah Hey. We need some clarity here on this Mishnah. Hamedel Begafanim. Kishagafanim Tsefufim Midai. When they're too crowded, Oike Mehem Ktsas. Zemaros, kedei sheyigdulu haneshodim berevach tiyashpichu. They should have space. And they should grow. Hamedil miloshon dolal means
uproot probably.
Okay. Kishem shu medil b'soch shaloi.
Is it late? It's very early.
Hamedel. So, what is the halacha? The halacha over here is the same way. Kashem, shu medel b'soch shloi sha'iker zemiros oyashkola shloi kach medel b'shlanim reshai la'kar zemiros sheyesh from oylos v'peya. You are allowed. Ah, that's he not peya. You see, he's saying something different than what it says over here in the Raf. He's saying that
Kashem shu medel b'soch shloi just like he cuts them down to make them right better, right?
Right.
Kach
meidul shlanim, rashai la'akot. B'hem oylu lo yisupeya. So this is not my property. This belongs to the poor people. What right do I have to go and cut down a vine that it's not even mine?
Yeah.
This vine that I'm cutting down is peya.
No.
Or this vine that I'm cutting down has oilolois, has undeveloped clusters of grapes, which is the property of the poor person. So if I'm going to cut it down and throw it into the garbage, I'm going to cause a loss to the poor people. If I would not cut this down, the poor person would come one day and take it for himself. So by me cutting it down right now, I'm causing a loss to the poor person, because now it's going to go in the garbage.
Not really, because at the same time, he's making better the other stuff.
I'm sure the
that's
poor,
the reason.
I'm making it only better for me. I'm only making it better for me because what the poor person's vine is doing, it's consuming the nutrients of my vines. The poor person probably couldn't care less about me. He has enough. Look. He has a whole lot of land. What he cares? So he.
Okay. Let's see what he says. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda.
Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Yisham v'vua tam shadin aniyem kedin shutef. Because the poor person is a partner. Kesheim shadim b'meidel b'shol shutfay kesheim shumeidel kesheim shumeidel shulo. You're allowed, if you're a partner in the field, you're allowed to go do it. You're allowed to go. Avlanim kach Abraham, but dachu sham tam zed. This was rejected. V'yamru tam acher shemitoch shu meidel b'gafanim mishtamchem hagafanim. V'yeshem telus gamlin. That's what you wanted to suggest. That when you go and you do meidel, it's not only a benefit for me; it's a benefit for the remainder, the other portion that's going to the poor person, because everyone's going to get a benefit from this.
Wait a second.
So you are mechav into it. Still, the other way you're being benefit. Okay, next goes to Rabbi. Has to be very, very edel. Hameidel the gefanim kashem shumeidel b'sech shaloi kach. Kain, not kach. It says Cain.
How are you supposed to see when it's so far away?
Cain, who made the b'sech shalaniim. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. He disagrees. Is a poor person a din koine, or is it a jayesh liyash la mechalka? M'choshem sha'moicher l'chaveru asar eshkola is also liga behen. Ape shalanim kein halach Rabbi Yehuda. We pass like a given like Rabbi Meir. So the merdik machlokes. We pass like Rabbi Yehuda says that you're allowed to. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Meir says you're not made because you're a partner. Rabbi Meir, b'shloihu eshai ve'ed m'shai b'shalanim. So you learn a merdik yisod here. Never this halach is machlokes. Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Meir, Yehuda, an ani. When you see an ani in the street, you're my partner. You're my shutif or you're a koine. If you're a shutif, then I have it's a different type of relationship. If he's a koine, different relationship. So if we pass like a Yehuda, that a poor shutif. Man is a shutif. It's a shutif. It's a
beautiful voice.
Okay, weiter. Next Mishnah Vav. Kerem Revoi. Ah, now them Kerem Revoi. Beshamay Oimim Ein Loi Choymish. The Ein, this we had, this we learned this already once in different Mesechta. Hanoita kol eitz ma'achol b'shona revi'etz ma'ale ha'peres li'Yerushalayim. In the fourth year, you are obligated to take the fruit, the peres, and go to Yerushalayim. V'yoichlum sham b'kedushas ma'aseh sheni. And you eat there the fruit in Yerushalayim with this ma'aseh sheni. Oy poide oysam, you redeem it with cash. U'ma'ale ha'domim li'Yerushalayim. The Chassid says, v'shona revi'etz ye'kol p'ryo kodesh hilulim. Holy for the purpose of singing praise. For that Shidan Hilulim Kamo Halulim Khalashna Halim as a ches. Chilulim shall be redeemed.
Consider it Maaseh Sheni. It's
Netta Revai.
Revai is not.
The fourth year, yes. The first 3 years it's Orla. The first three, the fourth year you declare it holy.
Netta Revai is Maaseh Sheni?
No, it has the same laws of Maaseh Sheni.
Same status.
Same laws. In the fourth year, the fruit of the tree you take to Yerushalayim. And you eat the Yerushalayim, and if you cannot transport the food because it's too much, it's too burdensome.
You can be paid.
You can redeem it with a slug, with kesef. You can't go use a slug. Okay. B'shana v'yis yekol peri kodesh hilulim b'darshim hilulim kamo chilulim. Om nachmana achlei redeem it v'hoder achlei redemption. Hilulim means redemption. V'hoder achle, then eat it. Okay, so this is the sheet of Kerem Vay. Kerem Vay B'Shamay. B'Shamay says Ein Loi. So therefore, B'Shamay says Ein Loi Chaimesh. Af a pishaton pidyon k'maiser sheni. Ein abalam moisif meso chaimesh. The Loi kotsu atayra boi chaimesh. So he's saying a medikin yisoid. Even though we know that we compare Netzer Vay to Maiser Sheni, and Maiser Sheni, when you redeem it, you have to add an additional fifth. You have to add an additional fifth when you redeem it. But when it comes to Netter Revai, you don't need to add a fifth. You can redeem the Netter Revai at face value. Good?
Go ahead.
If you have Maaseh Sheni, you have to add a fifth. If you have
Netter Revai, Beishamai,
Oimrim, Ein Leichoimesh. You need not add a fifth.
You can buy it for the regular amount.
Regular values, $1 or $1.
The
Ein Loi Biyor. The Ein Loi Biyor. In Chayim Levarim and Abayis, Rebbe Pesach, Shal Reviyis, or Shal Shvis. We remember learning these two years.
Try to get it all out.
You don't need to destroy from the house Erev Pesach, Shal Reviyis, or Shal Shvis. Kishe Mevaher HaMaisrois. When you remove the Maisrois, the Sim says, V'Avi HaKodesh Men Abayis. Ubeis Hilloi Meisel says Yesh Loi. There is going to be both these things. Chaimesh, there is a Chaimesh v'Yesh Loi Biyud. There are two dinim who apply to Netzer Revai. Beisel Yalfi, Kodesh, Kodesh Mimaiser, Gezerah Shava, Kodesh, Kodesh Mimaiser, my Meiser, Yesh Chomesh, the Yeshloi Beer, just like Meiser has it in Chomesh, Neir Graf, Kedrava Yeshloi Chomesh, the Yeshloi Beer, or Beishamelo Yalfi, Kodesh, Kodesh Mimaiser, if the question was made the Gezerah Shava, the Machlokes, Beishamai, Meisil, do we make the Gezerah Shava, Kodesh, Kodesh? If we made the Gezerah Shava, Kodesh, Kodesh, then Yeshloi Chomesh, the Yeshloi Beer. If we don't make the Gezerah Shava, Kodesh, Kodesh, Ein Loi Chomesh, Vein Loi Beer.
Good.
Told that. The slum im yeshloi be yeshloi next. Be shamay im yeshloi parrot. The yeshloi oi leilois. When it comes to nitervai, this parrot, single grapes, and there's going to be unfinished clusters. Yeshloi per yeshloi leilois. The gehulin chashiv lei. It's chulin. It's mamash chulin. When the poor person takes the netarevai, the peret, and the oilalois, it has kedusha, so the poor man himself has to redeem it. What's the problem? What's the problem? You look disturbed.
Very funny.
What's funny? What's so funny?
I told the guy that families became very close after the war.
Whose family?
Peret.
Next, Beshamayim and Yesh. Next, Yeshloi Yesh. Beshamayim Yeshloi Oilos. Net Revai. When the poor man Net Revai.
He gets parrot and he gets
oil. Yes, and Vanim. Who's going to redeem Vanim? Poydim Leas and Vanim redeem themselves. So Yeshloi Per Yeshloi Revai. To be Chulin Chashavu, we consider Net Revai to be Chulin. Next, Vanim Poydim Leas and my parrot. Min Aparet Vaelos Shalaktu. The Oichle Moisam Bemakoyim Amal Nadam LeYushlaim. They redeem it. They redeem it. And a parrot by Elo Shalaktu, the Oichel Mosam, the Mekhoi Mamal, and Adamim, Lisham, the poor person has to go to Yerushalayim. Okay, and what is Vesil of Mosels? Kulo Lagas. Kulo Lagas, Mishum, the Alfi, the Maisa, the Savi, Lahu, Maisa, Sheni, Mamma, the Voy, who ain't La Nim Chelig Boy, the Dorcham, Haloilas, and Shor Hayayin, Arab, all the Mal, and I call Yerushalayim. According to the sheet of Vesil, there is no din. Peret and Oilalois in Netarevai. Netarevai, Aniyim, stay out. It's not theirs to take. It belongs to the Baal Habayis. Got it? No, you don't got it.
The last part of it again. We got Peret, Yeshloi Oilos, Aniyim, Poyd, and Liatzman, basically, and Kula Gath.
Everything goes to the Baal Habayis. Everything belongs to Baal Habayis.
By
Peret and Oilos. In the fourth year, the parrot and the oilos, the undeveloped clusters of grapes,
yeah,
and the single grapes, yeah, do not go to the poor people. The balabais takes it for himself and puts it into the wine press. Everything goes to the balabais. But he has to redeem it. He has kedush, he has to redeem it, he has to bring it up. It comes to me.